You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back for the preseason Week 3 edition of the Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me right here on DenverBroncos.com. And let's get started with a question about Zaire Anderson. It's off of Twitter from @NotBartholomew. Could Zaire Anderson push for a starting inside linebacker job? Well, he's made a very good push, but Todd Davis has had a very good camp to this point as well. The Broncos really appear to be blessed with very good depth at inside linebacker, even with the loss of Dane Trevathan. Having Zaire Anderson and Corey Nelson back there gives them a couple of guys that they feel like they can trust. Certainly Gary Kubiak and Wade Phillips have both talked about the progress that Anderson has made. He had a couple of forced fumbles last week, and one thing that pops out when you watch the film is how he's always around the football. Now, again, doesn't mean he's going to be starting, because Todd Davis has had a very strong camp, and he and Brandon Marshall have a very good chemistry. But certainly, if injuries strike, and we've seen how injuries have struck at linebacker in the last 2 years, and I think Anderson's going to be in line for some playing time. And right away, I think you're going to see him a lot on special teams. So, you know, Anderson has made a good push. Don't know that he starts unless there's an injury, but certainly at some point expect to see him out there on the field at some point in the regular season. Second question from Ruth Johnson, who asks, why do the media portray Trevor Siemian as having an advantage because he has the first go of it in the Rams game? I know he technically is, quote, the starter, unquote, but is he the front runner? Well, the reason that the media is going to say that is because of the importance placed on the third preseason game. Usually it's the dress rehearsal for the regular season, so that's when you're actually installing a game plan. That's when you're having scout team work against the number one units on offense and defense in practice. And, of course, Paxton Lynch got a majority of those scout team repetitions against the number one defense this week. So that's why there's some importance placed on who starts this game, because Trevor Siemian, you know, once he got past the sore shoulder that kept him sidelined on Tuesday, he was primarily working with the first team. And, of course, any first team repetition is going to help potentially solidify that. Now, it's still an open competition, and we've seen, you know, how things can change pretty quickly on a dime over the course of this, but that's why the media is saying that, because that third preseason game has historically been so crucial to getting a team ready for week one. So that's why when Gary Kubiak announced that Trevor Siemian was going to start that game, it was big news, and justifiably so. Thanks for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver, and please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.